Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of heightened energies where we are basically on the trajectory for expansion and for ascension. And ascension really is coming back into union with our soul, with our infinite selves, coming back into remembrance of our oneness with that is and all that has been. So I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound healer, and I am your guide. During these fascinating times, and this episode is all about the energies and the energetic updates and the energies that we're playing with for the lunar cycle that begins on the 1st of Scorpio Heshvan. And it is a potent lunar cycle. It is happening at 9 degrees of Scorpio. And 9 is all about endings of cycles, new beginnings, the closing of chapters, new beginnings, spiritual awakening, expansion. It is the subtle body. The 9 is the subtle body, as well as purification. And it's the purification of the unconscious mind. So there is so much that is being liberated and freed during these times. Because if we look at Scorpio, Scorpio is the scorpion, and it is deep, mysterious. It is a water sign. It is ruled by Mars, but also by Pluto. So Pluto is the dwarf planet now, but it's a planet. It's got its own moons, and it's the ruler, Hades, the ruler of the underworld. And it's really the mysteries, death, rebirth, resurrection, sex, sexuality, everything that has to do with basically the juiciest and most traumatic and the most mysterious parts of our human experience. So I keep seeing the image of a phoenix for this lunar cycle. And the phoenix is a mythical bird that is known to be reborn from its own ashes. So basically, when it's time to die, it goes up in flames and it goes and renders itself into minute particles of dust. And from that dust, from that earth, it rebirths itself. And if you know Scorpio energy is a water sign, but it's a very fiery water sign. It has a shadow aspect, but you know, the shadow aspect, we're not going to dwell on that, because in its highest iteration, in the iteration that is in alignment with the light, with creation energy, it really is all about purification, about delving into the deep underlying waters of the subconscious in order to achieve deep wisdom, to access deep wisdom, to awaken to deep wisdom, to embody that wisdom, and to employ that wisdom to rebirth yourself. So it's powerful. And we have Samhain, All Hallows Eve, 31st, 1st, 2nd, November. So we're really, and then I haven't even mentioned this. We have the solar flares that are happening. The earth is being bathed in plasma energy, in light. There's so many aspects, and I don't quite know where to begin, but we're going to begin at the beginning. So I mentioned Scorpio. And Scorpio is a very strong sign. The strength of Scorpio lies in its ability to shed layers upon layers, to purify and then purify some more in order to rebirth themselves into more, into heightened levels of themselves. And what do I mean by heightened levels of yourself? I mean that you basically are getting to your core essence. And what is your core essence? Your core essence is that you are soul. You are infinite. You are infinite oneness, infinite consciousness in a human form. That is your true essence. And Scorpio pulls no punches. They make you, Scorpio energy makes you see what you don't want to see. So every single thing that you're hiding from, everything that you are afraid of, everything that you basically sweep under the rug, basically all of the monsters in the closet or under the bed, that's Scorpio. Those monsters. But Scorpio, the strength of Scorpio is that they make friends with those monsters. So everything that we are afraid to face about ourselves truly it are, because I'm sure there's more than one for you, because there is for me, they are our superpower. Our magic, the true embodiment and fullness of our ability to awaken and inspire awakening in others lies in those parts of ourselves that we have deemed unlovable, that we have ostracized, that we have separated from ourselves. Remember, we've also separated ourselves in our society from the Shekhinah, from the divine feminine, from creation. And what's interesting, well, it's not interesting, it actually makes complete sense, is that Scorpio, the frequency of Scorpio, because in the Aramaic, the mystical traditions of Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, the biblical, pre-biblical, because it really was before the Bible, the pre-biblical mystical traditions of the Chochmah, of the divine feminine, it is said that the Aramaic letter of Nun created the frequency of Scorpio. And Nun is symbolized by the fish, and the fish represents Yeshua and the new covenant that was entered into with his expression, with his embodiment of human form during his lifetime. And him as the embodiment of the divine feminine, of the Shekhinah, because he was a very mystical, he was a great teacher. That's what he came to share, the wisdom of the divine feminine through his embodiment, through the transmissions of his being and his, not only his words, but his energy. So the Nun is about giving and receiving, and it's about surrender. Because what the Nun is teaching us, it's the divine feminine codes, the wisdom of the divine feminine. It really is pointing us in the direction of dissolution, of knowing our infinite selves. And that requires a deep humility. That requires us to let go and shed all of those trappings and those labels and the layers of ourself that we have falsely identified as our truth, as ourself. Because we're so quick, because this is our upbringing, this is our conditioning, this is the societal programming. We are taught that we are our name, we are our family, we are our lineage, we are our ethnicity, our gender, our identification, whatever. You know, we take on all of these labels. And in the taking on of all of these various personae, we all have gifts that we came here to share. Because that was part of our soul contract. That is what we agreed to. And the energy of Scorpio and Pluto brings us face to face with those parts of ourselves we have to shed, liberate. The identifying, thought I turned that off, the identification with things that are not true, with things that are illusory. They are illusions of this three-dimensional world that we agreed to enter into in order to play out this game of duality, to have our soul experience a different frequency, a frequency that it would be unable to experience if it were not in this physical form, in this reality. So we're so quick to blame, to shame, to guilt, to ostracize parts of ourselves, each other, beliefs, thoughts. We're so quick to judge, but what we are being asked to do during this lunar cycle is to stop, go within, let go of everything you think you are, allow those false layers to dissolve, and allow yourself to re-emerge as your true, authentic soul essence, to share the gifts that you, only you can share, because only you have those gifts. Well, maybe others have those gifts, but only you have your physical form and expression to share those gifts in the way that is unique to your frequency and to the frequency of those who came here to learn from you, to expand and to be inspired by you sharing your light. It is the time to go within. This is why these are the darker months, the feminine months, because we're going into the womb. We're going back into the womb of the cosmic mother. We're going back into Ima Ila. We're going back into the waters of the void, the divine, in order to retrieve, remember who we are and what we came here to embody and to share. This is the power of this energy. And it also has to do with redefining our relationship with power. Power has a pretty negative connotation, because for the most part, anytime we've seen power expressed, we've seen it as an abuse of power. We've seen it utilized to subjugate, to enslave, to control, to manipulate, etc. That's not true power, though. True power is not found in the utilization of it to control anything outside of you. That's not true power. That power is illusory. It's something someone thinks they have over someone else. And the moment that someone else decides to stop playing the role of the victim and continuing this dance of the cycle of abuse, of enduring the abuse, the moment we decide to true power is not something that is wielded externally. True power is self-mastery. It is the ability for you to be fully aware of your own capacity to impact and consciously, actively co-create your environment. Everything that is around you has been birthed through you, through your thoughts, through your words, through your vibration, through your frequency, through your actions. All of it, even what you don't like, was birthed through you. It was birthed as a conscious agreement to go through whatever we chose in order for our soul to expand, to express, to evolve. So there are no victims. There are no perpetrators. All of that is an illusion. And the moment that we can own, take full responsibility and accountability for the fact that we chose to engage in whatever dance we're currently in, is the moment that we stand in our sovereignty and can consciously make the choice to either continue on that trajectory or to realign ourselves. And what are we realigning ourselves to? We're realigning ourselves, we're making the choice to align with our soul, with our light, with the divine, with creation. Because every moment we have the ability to either perpetuate the cycles of trauma, karma, limiting beliefs, the cycles of pain and suffering and war, or we can choose harmony, we can choose love, we can choose transcendence, and we can choose to alchemize our situation, whatever is going on. So it's a mastery over yourself. It's a deep awareness of your power and your ability to shape and birth your world, your reality. That is the magic of Scorpio, that you have this infinite well of creation energy, sexual energy in this form, that we can choose to align and channel into the heart. We can choose to purify and to stop creating from our karmas and our traumas unconsciously, and actively choose our frequency, our alignment to our soul, to the light, to expansion, to creation. We can always choose, and that's Dalit. Dalit is the doorway. Dalit is the Aramaic frequency that created Mars. Mars is the ancient ruler of Scorpio. And Dalit is the doorway. It is the opening, the portal through which we can make the choice. Light, darkness, creation, destruction. And what's even more beautiful is the Pluto energy is in a square, which is a contentious alignment astrologically with Pluto, which is the modern day ruler of Scorpio. So while Pluto is in a contentious position with the sun and the moon in Scorpio at 9 degrees, we have a grand water trine between Mars, which is in Cancer, Neptune in Pisces, and I'm looking at my notes. What's the other one? Mars, Neptune, Saturn. So we have the planet of restriction, Saturn, the taskmaster, but also the planet of abundance, Saturn blesses us with abundance when we are in alignment with our soul, with our plan, with the contract, when we are expressing our soul the way our soul, when we are allowing our soul to express itself the way that the soul desires to express itself, we receive expansion. And the restrictions of Saturn lift, and Saturn instead blesses us with good fortune, with abundance. And we have Uranus, the planet of Kundalini awakenings, deep transformation, the rebel, the one that is the trailblazer. And we have Mars, the planet of action, the planet of momentum, of initiation. Hold the frequencies of your lineage, and they hold the frequencies of your DNA. So when we take the time to purify the waters of our creation, of our body, we elevate ourselves to be able to channel and to receive even more of the light of the divine. Ourselves with creation. So during this new moon, we have a powerful ability to opportunity to be able to transform, to go into the depths, go deep within, into the waters of the cosmic womb, and rebirth ourselves. We can purify ourselves. We can awaken to new gifts. We can open ourselves to receive, to embody our light, so we can share our light. It is a time to surrender. We all have such a tendency. I know I have a tendency. My son's in Cancer. We have a tendency to hold on. We hold on for dear life. And oftentimes we're holding on to things we don't even want. We don't want them. They're no longer, they're old, they're tattered, they're in ruins. And yet we think we need them. Because we have programmed ourselves to believe that our identity is wrapped up in that thing, in that expression, in whatever that is. But it isn't. Your identity, your power, your truth is not defined by anything that is outside of you. It's not external. This society teaches us to look elsewhere for validation, outside. And if we don't like what we see, we guilt and we shame and we blame someone else. It's always someone else. It's never us. Because we want to be the white hat, and we want to be the innocent person. person. Come on. Scorpio cuts through all that bullshit. Because there is no point in time. There is no one on this earth who is absolutely free of having wronged someone or misused their power or manipulated or lied. No one. And this isn't said to guilt or to shame. This is said so we can develop the compassion for ourselves and for others. So we can lay down the weapons that keep us separate, the weapons that keep us subjugated and enslaved to a system that profits off of our ignorance, profits off of our ability to victimize one another. Because when we judge, when we hate, when we wrong another person, doesn't matter how right we think we are, doesn't matter what they did, we wrong ourselves. We wrong ourselves because we are all interconnected. We are all part of the one God, Goddess, whatever you want to call it. We are all part of that universal life force that animates everything and everyone, the earth beneath our feet, the wind, the waters, the trees, the flowers, the animals. Everything is connected to us. There is no separation. So when we hate and we wrong and we judge, we're judging ourselves. Zohar, okay, it says that there are three pillars that sustain the world. The pillar of study, the pillar of service to the divine, and the pillar of practice, practicing Hesed. Hesed means loving kindness. It means goodness. And what it says is in the Psalms, it says, Olam Hesed Ibane, para siempre será edificado Hesed. So Hesed will always be edified. And it is read as the world will always be edified with Hesed, through Hesed. Olam means world and forever. So the objective of creation is to be in Hesed. So all of creation, every created creature, is to be in goodness, to be in kindness, in loving kindness. And so we are all created in the image of the divine. We are all a fragment, a part, a spark of that divine essence. And this is basically what we are being told. We are told that in these sacred scriptures of the Zohar, we are being taught that the way to edify and expand creation, because Hesed is also expansion, is through being in goodness, through cultivating and nourishing goodness, kindness, love. And this is how we closer in our alignment to the divine. And this is the light that we speak of. So we return to our starting point of the divine, of our own divinity, our own infinite oneness, through the act of living goodness, living kindness, living love. And I found that very, very powerful, because it really makes us look at ourselves and ask ourselves, where are we in alignment? And where are we not? Because there are always circumstances and situations that challenge us and basically nos encabrona. So those that speak Spanish, it basically piss us off. And we, in the moment where we are triggered, we can choose the actions that we take. Do we perpetuate more of that karmic cycle by choosing anger, by saying something that is incredibly nasty and mean and hurting and wounding the situation or the other person? Or do we choose to understand where our emotions are triggered, where that hurt within us that is being triggered by the external force, where is the hurt within us that needs to be brought into union, brought into harmony, brought into alignment, brought into love? Where is that part of us that needs to be nurtured and nourished? Because nothing that happens outside of us is separate from what's going on within. And I cannot stress that enough. Because during the cycle, energies are heightened. You will be triggered. You will encounter circumstances that you will not like, that will not feel good, that will basically make you question yourself and your path and your mission, etc. But do you allow that to derail you and you fall into the victimization trap? Or do you choose to continue to embody and radiate your light, to align even more deeply with your soul essence? Because remember, all of our triggers, they were formed in our subconscious. So a lot of them, we're often not aware. We're not aware of what is in the depths of the waters of our creation, in our yesod. We're not aware for the most part, until something external pokes the bear, and then the bear wants to snap. That's how you know. This is why your triggers, the things in your environment, the people that challenge you, the situations that trigger the out of you, those are your greatest gifts. They're your greatest allies. They're your greatest allies because they show you what needs tweaking, what needs to be brought into harmony, into oneness, into union, what needs to be loved and nurtured. So we have this beautiful opportunity to rebirth ourselves. So don't shy away. I encourage you to not shy away from your triggers. Feel your emotions. Try not to react. Feel them. Get curious about them. Ground into your heart and into your body. Have a beautiful purification practice. Develop some practices, like seek out teachers that awaken goodness in you, that inspire you, and take on whatever they share. There are lots lots of beautiful practices, meditations, sound healings, mantras, mudras, so many. Do what aligns with your heart. Do what aligns with your soul. Because now is that time. Now we're at that crucial moment. Are we going to perpetuate the bullshit? Or are we going to elevate and transcend, embodying our infinite selves? Happy new moon in Scorpio. That was, I'm pretty sure that some of you will think what I shared is something intense, but this is the energy of this season. I would not be being true to what I came here to share and to express if I sugarcoated or pussyfooted around the very real energy that we're dealing with. These are real, intense, deep energies. Transformation is not fluffy and rainbows and unicorns. It's deep work. And it's work. So allow yourself to feel whatever it is that comes up and nourish and nurture yourself through it. So if you must meditate, meditate. If you have to run 5K, run 5K. Whatever it is that you need to do to nourish yourself, do it. Just don't hit the bottle. Because I know that Scorpio sometimes likes to go hard at certain things that are not the best expression, but no judgment here. I'm just sharing that would not be the most beneficial use of your time or your energy. There are better ways to expand. Actually, that's not a way to expand. It's a way to escape. So that's more of a Piscean energy, which we're seeing with the Grand Trine, the Grand Water Trine that's happening between Mars, Saturn, and Neptune. So take care of yourself, nurture yourself. Don't guilt or shame or judge yourself. Like really, let's stop being so hard on ourselves. And let's really embrace the practice of Hesed, of loving kindness towards ourselves and towards others. Understanding that everyone has their own unique path. One is not better than the other. And everyone has something special to share. Even the people that try the hell out of you, they too have gifts. Maybe that why they're so vexing is because they have a lot of pent-up energy that is unexpressed. They have so much potential, so many ideas that they're frustrated because they cannot get clear on how to proceed. And I think we've all been there where we've lashed out because we don't know what our next step is. So go within. Allow yourself to be in stillness. Allow yourself to receive, truly receive who you are, your light, and who and what you came here to share. Because you, every one of you, every one of us is needed. We're not broken. that's really it for this energetic update. And know that, okay, so whatever's going on externally, we're also going to enter the shadow phase of Mercury, who's about to go retrograde again. So know that depending on your natal chart, different energies will be felt more strongly. So don't fall into the trap of overanalyzing or of getting anxious or of, you know, feeling going into the overwhelm or like, oh, you hate Scorpio season, so we have all of these judgments because some Scorpio wronged us. Let's not fall into those traps. Let's remember our light. Let's remember that we have the power. We have the ability to transcend and alchemize any situation we're faced with. And with that, I thank you for listening. Do like, share, subscribe. Feel free to find me on social media. You can find me on Instagram at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA, or at Embodying the Shekhinah. Don't forget to tune in to the sound activation for this new lunar cycle of Heshvan, Scorpio. And like, follow, subscribe. Oh, you can also find me on YouTube at Aurea Lara, AURA.